A survivor. How wonderful. Well, he is barely alive. But a survivor nonetheless. What a pathetic looking human. It does smell. Delicious. A delightful little afternoon snack. Maybe I should touch it. Oh. Oh no. Did I startle you? Do not be afraid of me. This is just my appearance. I assure you, you are not dreaming, human. I am real. A real siren. Half bird, half woman. Everything will be all right. Don't you want me to help you? You're just barely clinging on to life. I could help you. Your friends? Do you mean the others that were aboard your ship? Oh. As for your crew, your friends, well, they're all dead by now. The crash killed them. They're probably at the bottom of the ocean. You're the only one that washed up. Alive. Barely alive, to be exact. Would you like to die on the beach? Or have me look after you? For a bit. That's what I thought. Is it okay for me to come closer to you? Very well. There, human. I'll patch you up and get you back on your feet in no time. You can trust me. Although, I am unsure how you'll get off this island. You see, it's completely deserted. Lie back. Let me evaluate your injuries. Well, I see. Your injuries are only minor. If anything, you are traumatized from the wreck. Here, drink this. I assure you, it is safe for humans. Drink all of it. Why do you look at me this way? Is it my wings? Is it because I'm naked? Barely covered up? You're confused. Well, I suppose I shall introduce myself. My name is Corina. I am the last of my kind. I just aimlessly roam around this island, looking for a purpose. Looking for food. I hate this life. It is absolutely dreadful. Most days, I think about ending it all. Today, I've been blessed. I've been waiting and waiting for a ship like yours to come into my territory. Oh, don't mind the rope. They are there for your safety. Stay still for me, okay? As I was saying, I have been waiting. Oh, just a little bit tighter. This technique will actually help me. Will help you. You need to stay securely in place. At this time, as your body has been through something very dramatic, your shipwreck, well, I must admit, your shipwreck was an accident. In fact, I caused it. My song is that powerful. I lured you in. Absolutely famished. I thought I was finally going to eat a real meal. Ah, yes. I could smell food on your ship. You didn't have any food on board? Well, you see, you did. My dinner is at the bottom of the ocean now. Yes. That's right. That's exactly why I lured you all in. You and your friends. It's horrible I killed all of your friends. That wasn't my original intention. To make up for it, I'll take care of you, nurse you back to health, get you to a stable condition. I promise I won't hurt you. You're different. Anyway, I believe you need rest. How do humans get rest? How does it work? I understand. You need to be relaxed. don't you? I can relax you. I want to help. Maybe if I stroke your chest like this, slowly stroking up and down with my soft hand and soft feather. This is comforting. Would you like to touch my wings? Well, you keep staring. You can touch. We can touch each other. That is nice. See, I'm not so scary after all. I like stroking your chest. I've never touched a human like this before. I've never been touched by a human like this before. Your hand. You're touching my breast. I don't wear garments like yourself. You like my body, don't you? You think I'm beautiful? Oh, you think I look like an angel? I've never received such a compliment about my appearance before. Wow. But you are sorely mistaken. I guess I consider myself the opposite of an angel. You are far too sweet for your own good. But thank you. I can see you like touching my slender bird woman body. And I can also see you've got quite the bulge in your pants. Do I turn you on? You must have really bumped your head. Will it be even more relaxing if I touched you there? Touched you. So you don't mind my dainty little hand dancing right to the button of your trousers? So if I unbuttoned them and took out your dick, would you let me? Too late. I've already done so. Like you had a choice anyway. It's seems to get harder and harder the more I touch it. I've never been intimate before, ever. Not only am I the last siren, but I am the purest virgin. I don't know why, but I'm just very fond of you. It is so entertaining to play with your dick, watching it twitch and throb with each stroke of my soft, delicate hand. Nice and slow. And then faster. And faster and then slow. And then faster. You seem like such a needy human. Do you want me as badly as I want you? Yes, you do. Yes, you're restrained. You've been restrained. What? You just notice? Silly human. I lured your ship in to eat you and all your friends. It was gonna be set for months. But no. I wrecked your ship. Entirely crumbled it to bits, causing deaths. Oh, my food is gone. But you washed up. Now you're here with me. You're here, and I'm going to fucking use you. The moment I saw you, everything changed. I want to keep you. I will keep you. How dare you protest? Oh. Slapping your dick like that? You don't like it? Well, that's too fucking bad. I will use you. I will stroke you until your balls are empty. Or would you rather I devour you whole? Sink my razor sharp teeth into your soft flesh, tearing you to pieces. Why are you so hard? Why do you keep getting harder and harder? Is it because I'm stroking your dick? You can control that. You don't have to get hard. Did I tell you to get hard? Did I? Didn't. Why can't you be a good boy? Be a good boy. Don't even try it. You're not going anywhere. You seem to react well to the phrase. good boy. How interesting. I'd like to test something. Well, I've never been penetrated before. I've never had sex. I think that's how you humans procreate, but most do it for the pleasure. Off go your pants. Oh, you've got a nice hard dick, don't you? You're just aching to be inside of me. I just know you are. Oh, yeah. What if I just took a little bite? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Just a little nibble. Oh, not no, no, no. Oh, the more you say no, the more I want you inside of me. Oh, the more I want to ride you. What is this sensation inside of me? I'm aching. I'm tingling. My body is reacting so strangely to you. My body is telling me it needs you inside of me. Your hard, needy cock sinking so deeply into my tight, virgin pussy. I've never felt this before. I need to get on top of you and straddle you like this. Oh, and grind against you like this. Oh, fuck. Where did your dick go? Is it gonna go in my pussy? Oh, yes it is. Here? Does it go right here? Oh, look at you tremble. Oh, it feels so good. Rubbing the tip of your dick right against my soft pussy lips. Painting my lips with your pre-cum. Fuck. Being a good boy. While your dick buries deep inside of my virgin pussy. Oh, you're so big. Oh, stretch me open. Your hips into me like a good slave. Oh, you're my pet now. Oh, you needy bitch. Oh, the faster I bounce on your cock, the wetter my pussy gets. I know you like it. Oh, let me ride you, ride your car. boy. Drink it like a good fucking boy. Try harder to buck inside of me. I know you're a little bit tied up. Try harder, baby. Pump that dick inside of me. Oh, be a good fucking boy. Oh, good boy. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Oh my God. Oh, what is that? Oh, my legs are shaking. Come inside of me. I feel you're so close. I'm so close. Come inside of me. Come. Look how your cum just drips out of me. Don't you ever get hard unless I tell you to. Understood? Good. I think I can go a few more days without eating you. Who knows, maybe you'll be lucky enough. Another ship may come by. But for now, you are my fuck pet. I don't know what it is, but I'm just so drawn to you. So, you're safe for now, my beloved pet. I'll go ahead and untie you. Just know that no matter what you do, you cannot get away from me. My song is embedded in your brain. You're addicted to me. I have you under my control. You can't feel it just this second, but you'll know soon enough, especially when you dream. So don't try anything. You will not survive without me. You need me. I'm not so bad once you get to know me. Let me untie you and bring you to the shade where you can rest properly. I'll get you some water. Oh, see? I'm looking so well after my pet so far. Don't worry. I promise I will take care of you, my good boy.